This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today, for this Monday mini, we thought it would be fun if we did a very brief sminty review of the film Hocus Pocus 2. Yes, which just came out on September 30th of 2022. And we've already done a feminist movie Friday on Hocus Pocus and our love for it. So if you want to check that out, then please do. But yes, that said, this is going to have spoilers in it. Honestly, this is one of those movies where I think you could be spoiled and you could still watch it and not really understand what's going on. So I say that
that's
in a loving way.
Interesting way to introduce it. Okay.
I say it as like, it's kind of, I guess we could spoil it, but I still think you'd see it and not really anticipate some things. But yes. If you want to go in completely surprised as I did, then come back to this one at a later date. It's on Disney Plus now, not a current sponsor, but has been a sponsor in the past. But yeah, we just wanted to talk about it because we're fans. We've talked about it before.
It's Halloween and witches. Hello.
It's Halloween and witches. And I just felt like we could have a quick conversation on it. So funnily enough, I watched this the day it came out. And with some of my friends who have loved Hocus Pocus and we've watched it from like kids together. And one of my friends, my good friend Marissa, who has been on the show, listens to the show. When she arrived, she was like, oh no, we don't need to watch it. I've already seen it. And the way she said it, I was like, oh, must not be good. But I was kind of like, oh, I thought the whole point of this hanging out session was we were going to like drink cider and carve pumpkins and watch Hocus Pocus. And she's like, no need.
But just
then
kidding.
She realized later when I was like, look, I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus. It was at the end of the night and she was going to bed. And I was like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to stay up and watch it because I haven't seen it and I really want to see it. And she was like, oh, you meant the second one. And I was like, of course I meant the second one.
To be fair, I think I'm about to do a movie watching party with Caroline, old host.
Yes.
Hocus Pocus, the original, which I did have to ask when she mentioned, I was like, one or two on their projector. So, you know, it's not so, you know.
You need to clarify these things.
Yeah.
I just assumed she was in the loop. Because to me, like, my whole Friday was like, Hocus Pocus 2.
Right. I didn't know when it was coming out either, though. So I might have been confused.
So when did you watch it?
So I watched it this week. So today is the 6th of October. Mm-hmm. So it's been out for almost a week now, a full week now.
Yeah, almost a week.
I think I watched it. Was it yesterday? Did I watch it yesterday? I may have watched it or the night before. Y'all, all the days are coming through. But either I watched it either the 5th or the 4th. So, but I knew we were doing this episode. I may have waited later had I not.
Oh, man. I was immediate. I was like, I've got to see this. I was trepidatious. And I have to say, watching it with some friends of mine that I've had for so long, they were both like, I didn't want to see it because I didn't want it to ruin my childhood memories of Hocus Pocus, which I didn't have it to that level. I was like, and this is kind of, let's give our short reviews. Okay, so I was like, you know, I love the original Hocus Pocus so much it got banned from my house, okay? But it was not, like, I can admit there are a lot of plot holes and there's a lot of nostalgia involved of me liking it. I think it's a super fun movie. I watch it every Halloween, but I wouldn't tell you, like, oh, this is a masterpiece. I just think it's really fun and I like it a lot. I would say with this one, it was kind of the same, where I really enjoyed it. I liked that it had a really strong message of friendship between women, of the sisterhood between women. But if you start to pick apart that plot, you're not going to be in a good place. So just leave it be and enjoy it. I think I saw like this headline trending the day after from The Guardian or The Insider, where it was like, this is a bewildering movie. Like, yeah, that's fair. And I've actually seen it twice now, because the first time I think I was so wrapped up in kind of chatting with my friends about it that I missed some things. And the second time I was like, oh, okay. It didn't really, it clarified things some, but not too much, I'll say. So what is your quick review, Samantha?
So I came in here with no expectations. I honestly had no thought of like, this is going to ruin something. It was just not going to make, because between all of the witches movie, I do like Hocus Pocus, but I like The Witches better, which is the scary one with Angelica Houston. That was the one that like I really loved. That was a little older, so I would have been like, okay, yeah. So I did like this movie, and I really liked the musicals, but I think I liked the other one a little more because it was a little more haunting and scarier, even though stuff like that usually now is like a little harder for me. I would have been like, what is wrong with me? But so in my mind, coming in it, I wasn't really scared or trepidatious about it. I was like, okay, let's watch it. And I thought it was sweet. I thought everything worked in that it's a completely new tale at this point. I love that the three originals, Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Miller, and Kathy Najimy were back into this, and they seem to do really well. I love Bette Midler. I loved her growing up. I loved her in Big Business, which goes back way back when. So seeing her in this movie was fantastic, and I'm really glad that they came back on. I felt like they were the same roles again. Like, it was beautiful. I thought the makeup was done wonderfully. The kid actors did a great job. I was very excited about that. I liked the new plot where it was friends instead of a boy and a girl chasing after each other. I really appreciated that. And then the loss of friendship when you go into high school, all of that just spoke to me. I was like, yes. So for me, I thought it was a good movie. Will I watch it again? Is it going to be like, no. No, not necessarily. Do I think that it should continue? That would be hard since the Three Witches disappeared into the
ether,
I guess, ozone of the world. Sad. I don't know. So all of those things would be my commentary. Sure, there was a lot of willing suspension of disbelief.
Yes.
For me. But I thought it was great. And I thought the actors did a good job.
Yeah. And one of my friends, after it was done, she said they looked like they have so much fun. I was like, yeah, they really did. And I liked that.
I think that's fantastic. And I hope it is. I hope it was a fun experience, because if I found out anything different, I think it would ruin it, because that's what I want to think about it.
Yeah. And it was funny because I watched the second one and then I went back and watched the first one. Then I watched the second one again. And I didn't realize, like, at the end of the first one, you have your whole, you know, you would die to save your sister. Like Bette Midler's character, Winifred, is like, you would die to save your sister, you fool. And in this one, she's like, oh, you know, power is nothing without my sisters. So that was kind of a nice little circle of her coming to realize, oh, the sisterhood is so powerful and I'd rather have that than power. And there was the whole, you know, power is meant to be shared. There was the whole plot line of like, oh, we're moving into high school. Some of us are interested in boys. We're, you know, kind of drifting apart in this way, but then coming back together and sharing that power. So I did. I think, as you said before we started recording, I enjoyed it. I think if I was a kid, I would have loved it.
Right. And I thought that's exactly the same with Hocus Pocus.
Exactly. Because
I was asking my partner if they wanted to watch with me. And they're like, whatever. I think it's going to be cheesy. And I'm like, sure. But the first one was cheesy. But
exactly.
we just love it so much because it was endearing. Like, there's so many things to it when you have a childhood memory. Same thing for, I know people feel the same way about Princess Bride, or which I just recently watched because it's the 35th anniversary. I'm like, we need to bring this in an episode. And there's no way we can bring it to as an episode other than I loved it as a kid. But like stuff like that, like you have a heart for it, and it's something you watched as a kid, and therefore you will always love it because you watched it as a kid. Anne of Green Gables, we know that I will always love it. Mm-hmm. But I think Hocus Pocus is right there in that it really spoke to us. And yes, I think it was geared towards kids. And then the founding audience, the beginning audience, no in between. You can't come in as an adult never watching it and think that this is going to be a good movie.
Yeah. And I think that's a good way to look at it. Like, it kind of annoys me when adults go into a movie that is definitely for kids and they're like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you can have your critiques, but calm down. It's
right.
not necessarily for you, especially if nostalgia is involved and like, but the original is this. I'm like, it's okay, calm down.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
I did think it was funny. There's immediate singing. Immediate.
As it should.
I like they were like, oh, they'd like singing, and they just leaned in. I did enjoy that they kind of tried to address the... It sounds so silly talking about this with Hocus Pocus, but like ageism, where... they comment on, oh, you know, is this just a patriarchal idea of how women should look? And then the younger generation takes the witches to a Walgreens, which must have paid a lot of money for this sponsorship. But it's like, here's our anti-aging creams. It's got the souls of children in it. Like, kind of that commentary was interesting to see. But I mean, really at the heart of it was the sisterhood bit and seeing that be the heart of it was really rewarding. Because I think when people quote Hocus Pocus, and there were definitely some lines in Hocus Pocus 2 that I was like, oh, I'm going to quote this later. Like, this is very, very ridiculous and funny, and I like it. Are kind of, you know, the sisters joking around or messing with each other are... I don't know. It's just something fun to see their relationship play out.
Yeah.
I think that's the best part of it.
All right. I will say the child actors that were supposed to portray the sisters, they did a great job. They really tried to put on their mannerisms really well. I was like, okay, okay, they're really trying. I love that friendship bit. I really, again, like I said, that's the first thing. I was like, oh, this is nice. This is nice to see like the healing of the relationships, and it's not about boys necessarily, except for the one not too smart boy who couldn't figure out that he was insulting people because he was making fun of them for being weird, as he likes to say. And I did it like that. It was pretty much centered completely on ladies, and it's written by a woman. It was directed by a woman. Like, everything was very, very central to women in itself. It even did the tongue-in-cheek about that many drag shows have the Sanderson sisters as a thing. It's like, in fact, I have many of friends who love dressing drag to that. And yeah, mine as well. But I love that it just gets on top of that. And I think they know what it's about. They know what is happening. Like, they play to that. Again, this is for the fans who've been here for the last 30 years and the newbies coming in trying to figure it out, and we'll have a newer trend coming on. I hope so. I will hope to see this costume because the costumes are fantastic.
Yes, I did love, as you know I would, the costume contest scene.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I love, like, all of the different, because I was like, oh yeah, you always have the group that tries to do it this way, and this way, and this way, and this way. I love it. And I love when Winifred said, like, we're going to win whatever this is. Like, they have no idea what it is. And then they lose.
It is. It's good. Yeah. I thought it was very, I'm a sucker for friendships where it's like, this is real. This is not necessarily that you get together and everything works out and witchcraft happens. You know, one of you becomes a witch. I would have loved that, to become the witch, I guess. But in having, like, the understanding of growing up and what does this look like, and then that's the center of the focus. We don't have enough, and I love to see it.
I know. It was really nice. And it was, as I was watching it, like I said, I was like, oh gosh, I would have loved this as a kid, like, to have this representation. And I thought, like, even if, you know, some of the plot points weren't quite there, the scene at the end was very moving. When Winifred is, like, having her moment of, oh, it's nothing without my sisters.
Yeah.
That was pretty. I was like, oh. It was very, very sweet. And then just, like, a brief mention, because I do think it's sort of interesting when children's movies deal with this. There was this whole, like, especially in the beginning, kind of Salem witch trials vibe and a really strong Puritan religion vibe, and the Sanderson sisters as children existing outside of that and therefore being outcast, that's something we talk about with witches all the time. So that was interesting. The issue of virginity, which we talked about in the original Hocus Pocus episode, as it's handled in that movie, was mentioned, not really explained, but mentioned.
I really like the explanation of never lit a candle, and you're like, not good. not a good way to go, bro.
Not a good explanation. And then I thought it was funny. As we discussed in that Hocus Pocus episode, there are certain things I look back and I'm like, wow, I wonder if I understood what this meant. And one of the things was, you know, Billy being Winifred's love that then cheated with Sarah. And in this movie, Billy was like, no, we shared one kiss. She was saying the true love, that's not the true story. And Gilbert, who's the owner of the Magic Shop / Sanderson Sister Museum, being like, oh, no, I'm going to tell your story. I'm going to correct the record. But it was just interesting because I was like, I wonder. Seeing that in a children's movie, I'm just curious how much children understand of that or how much I understood of it.
Right.
Yeah. But I thought that was an interesting take, too, of, like, maybe it's not the story we've been told. And he just wants to get the record straight.
Yes.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it. I know it's not like plot.
This is an easy movie. If you're willing to, if you want to have a children's movie that you want to watch with your kids and kind of explain your love, this could go well. Mm-hmm. Again, some people be like, no, this is witchcraft. Which, you know, they fully leaning to. So, you know, you do you.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not a parent, but I always recommend watching these kinds of movies first, and then you can kind of judge whether or not you want to show it to your kids. But the songs are really catchy, I'll tell you that. I was telling Samantha, I've had them, like, I'll wake up and it's just stuck in my head. So beware of that. Oh, also, just in closing, I thought it was very, the book having this strong emotion.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, you have like really emotional eyes, book.
I,
you're correct. Yes, you're right. But it's communicating a lot.
It does.
With the eye.
Yes.
But there are a lot of fun throwbacks. So I would recommend watching the first and second one close together because there was a lot of stuff I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So that is our Sminty review, quick review of Hocus Pocus 2. Please let us know what you thought. If you watched it, you can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.